With sport, here's Joe Porter.
Atamariye. Batsman Fakhar Zaman will miss Pakistan's tour of New Zealand. He's been dropped from the squad after developing potential COVID-19 symptoms. Pakistan Cricket announced in a press release that Zaman had tested negative as recently as Saturday, but after developing a fever while isolating with the rest of the team at a hotel in Lahore, he's been withdrawn from the squad as a precautionary measure. The Fiji-born France centre Vidimi Vakatawa scored the only try of the match as the visitors beat Scotland 22-15 at Murrayfield to top Group B of rugby's Nations Cup tournament. France can guarantee a spot in the final if they beat Italy in Paris this weekend. The Wallabies are praying for a long-shot draw between the All Blacks and Argentina this weekend as their best hope of staying in the Tri-Nations title race. All three sides are level on 6 points, with the Pumas in the box seat to snare the trophy as they have 2 games to play. When it was suggested that another Argentina win over the All Blacks in Newcastle this weekend might be the best result for the Wallabies, halfback Nick White offered up a more unlikely but even better outcome for Australia.
Are we all on 6 now? Is that what? Yeah, maybe. They draw, actually. Isn't that a great result? So, yeah, maybe another draw, that'd be right.
The Wallabies halfback Nick White. Arsenal have played out a goalless draw with Leeds in their English Football Premier League clash this morning. Arsenal are now 11th in the standings and Leeds 14th. West Ham are up to 8th thanks to a 1-0 win over bottom-placed Sheffield United, while Everton beat Fulham 3-2 to climb to 6th. Also this morning, 4th-placed Liverpool host 3rd-placed Leicester. The New Zealand golfer Lydia Ko is in 6th place, 9 shots behind the runaway leader, South Korea's Kim Se-young, at the midway point of her final round at the latest LPGA Tour event in Florida. Denmark's Hakim Hansen has carded a bogey-free final round of 67 to claim his maiden win on the European Tour with a 2-shot victory in the Johannesburg Open. And the KTM rider Miguel Oliveira dominated his home MotoGP race from start to finish to win the season-ending Portuguese Grand Prix. Kuna na purongo hakina kina.